Felipe, to start, tell me a little bit about this program that I know resumes in July.
Okay, we are run by the National Guard. The National Guard started the Youth Challenge Program in 1993. The one here in New Mexico started in 2001, and we've been going strong since then. We run two cycles a year. One begins in July and one begins in January.
Okay, and tell me about the students that you work with.
We work with kids between the ages of 16 and 18 that are at risk of dropping out of high school. So at risk can kind of mean a lot of different things. Some kids have been in a little bit of trouble. Some are just falling behind in grades or not attending school very much. Others feel like they're bullied in school and are looking for a different opportunity to complete their education while, you know, kind of getting away from the regular environment.
Tell me about some of the elements of the program, the things that you offer.
What we do is we work with them to get their GED or high school equivalency, along with some college credits through a vocational training program. And there's a lot of other elements that we work with. Our eight core components kind of focus on things like life coping skills, leadership development, you know, focus on their education, their physical fitness, and things like that. So we do work on kind of more than just the GED program or just the college credits.
Yeah, when I looked at your website, I saw some of the students in uniform on your Facebook page. You have a lot of photos of students in uniform. I imagine some students, once they complete the program, consider a career or at least an opportunity to continue military service.
Yes. So we do bring in every branch of services recruiters to talk to our kids to kind of give them an idea of what they, you know, what they could expect if they went into the military. We give them that option to do that. At the end of the day, for us to be a success, we look for our kids to, after they graduate, to either find full-time employment, be enrolled in furthering their education, or enlist in the military, or any combination of the three. So they could do reserves and be in college, or they could do work part-time and go to college, something like that.
When you think about the program, what would you say makes it different from a traditional high school?
One of the things is just the environment. You know, the traditional classroom, the teachers teaching the class and having to deal with classroom discipline issues, whereas we have our cadre staff who are handling classroom discipline issues while the instructors are instructing. So kind of there's not that distraction of other kids in the class because it's being handled and the lessons are continuing. Also, you know, it's a residential program, so they'll live here for 22 weeks. And so they'll have that day-to-day kind of similar to military structure to how they go about their days. Like they won't have their cell phones, things like that. But, you know, that aspect of it, I mean, we're not teaching them to be in the military. We're using just sort of the structure, the marching to and from places, that type of thing, kind of to move everybody along and keep the program on pace.
Such an important program for folks to know about. It is the New Mexico National Guard Youth Challenge Academy, and it begins a new cycle in July, and enrollment is underway. We've been talking with Felipe Bachicha. He is a recruiter with the program. Felipe, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, sir.